When a wetland is converted to something other than a wetland, federal law requires the developer make up for the loss in some other way. For big projects, that often means creating or protecting wetlands in other places. But over the last 3 years, this hasn't been happening as often as it used to, and conservation groups are concerned. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on what these groups are saying and what federal officials say in response.
Brad Micklejohn has been involved in wetland mitigation projects in Alaska for 20 years as state director for the Conservation Fund.
Alaskans have a lot to be proud of. We've done a lot of things right. We haven't screwed up our waterways and our wetlands. That's why we have the quality of life that we are afforded here. Lots of salmon, lots of moose, lots of bird life.
It's the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' job to decide what wetland development projects require mitigation plans, like the ones Micklejohn has worked on. This can include restoring or preserving wetlands on another part of the same property that's being developed, or it can mean wetlands being preserved or restored on another property. And in the past 3 years, the Corps has required a lot less of this kind of mitigation than it did in the previous several years. Micklejohn believes the Corps has lowered its standards.
We're seeing a pattern where permittees are being encouraged to lowball their mitigation expectations and basically getting away with it.
Steve Brockman in the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Juneau office says he's also seen a change.
In recent years, we've been less successful at getting what we consider adequate mitigation for substantial impacts, and we're not quite sure why that is.
Corps officials deny there's been a change. Sheila Newman oversees wetlands regulation for the Corps in Alaska. She says there have just been fewer projects in wetlands in recent years.
I think it would be unfair to look at those numbers and say that there had been a change because those numbers don't reflect the type of projects.
The Southeast Alaska Land Trust helps preserve land to offset wetlands development. For several years, it worked on mitigation estimates for roughly 15 to 20 wetland projects a year. But since May 2015, it's been asked to only look at one. Land Trust Director Allison Gillum says she doesn't know, other than the slump in the economy and state spending, why the drop happened.
To see the decrease that we've seen, I think potentially there's something else kind of also driving the change that we've seen here. And I don't know if we 100% know what that is.
One thing that appears to have changed is the direction the Corps gives the project managers who make decisions about compensatory mitigation. KTOO obtained a document labeled for internal use only that gave examples of cases that would require offsets. These examples were more limited than those in an earlier guide that was publicly available. Micklejohn says appropriate mitigation is crucial for future projects, like the proposed natural gas pipeline.
We're talking about a project that crosses basically the heart of Alaska, countless rivers, you know, wetlands throughout. A lot of those rivers are anadromous fish rivers. They're rivers that Alaskans use, that Alaskans live on and rely on the water quality thereof and the fish and wildlife that those rivers provide.
Corps officials say it's too soon to talk about the potential effect of the pipeline on wetlands. The Corps recently ended the Conservation Fund's participation in the mitigation program, citing the fund's failure to meet federal deadlines. And with the end of the Conservation Fund's mitigation program, there are no active mitigation programs in northern or western Alaska, or in much of the interior. It's not clear who will be responsible for mitigation in those areas now. One more unknown for the future of wetland preservation in Alaska is the Trump administration. Conservation groups don't know what changes might be in store for the state. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.